Welcome to the Popcorn Talk Network, for the online broadcast network that features movie discussion, news, and interviews. Press one.
Popcorn Talk. We talk movies. From the Popcorn Talk Network, the online broadcast network for movie talk, this is Disney Movie News, bringing you the most up-to-date discussion and commentary in Disney content.
Oh, that's me. What's up, everyone? Thank you for tuning in to Disney Movie News, the show where we talk about
Disney Movie News.
Good guess. Good guess. What's up? I'm your host, Leo Camacho. You can follow me on Twitter, at LeoZombie, and Mr. LeoZombie on everything else. And make sure you also follow the Popcorn Talk Network. On YouTube, you can follow them at the Popcorn Talk, or not at, Popcorn Talk Network on YouTube, and at the Popcorn Talk on Twitter, because there's a lot of amazing shows for all the fandoms and all the shows and all the things. Oh, thank you. But I'm not alone. Joining me on my quest today are these two lovely ladies.
It's me, Sarah Snitch. You can follow me on Twitter at Sarah Snitch, and YouTube, I'm Sarah Snitch, or of course Thingamavlogs, where Leo and I do Disney videos all the time. And we have a very special guest with us this week.
Uh-oh. Oh, hi!
Who that, girl?
My name's Brizzy.
Oh, cute!
Oh, that's so special.
So, yeah,
at Brizzy Voices, most places.
Most places.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah, you do YouTube videos with voices. That's why your name is Brizzy Voices.
And quite a few of them are Disney-related.
Yeah,
so
quite a few.
Here I am.
If you had to recommend one video for them to all watch and get a sense for who you are, the essence of Brizzy. What's the one?
See, the thing is, now I don't know if I should go Disney route or...
Well, you know what? I'll let you choose two.
Okay, two.
Self-promotion, shameless plug.
Here
we go.
You can watch the live-action recreation of Do You Want to Build a Snowman?
So good.
It's like shot for shot.
Oh, yeah, that one's
so good.
So, I remember watching that and thinking, man, I don't like her. She's so talented.
Everyone gets really mad because I'm not actually a little girl. They're like, you're acting...
what? Really?
Yeah. Like, you're acting like a five-year-old, but you're a grown-up.
Oh, my God. I get mad because you make me feel like I've never done anything talented ever in my life when I watch that. Not that was the last thing on my mind. I was like, this is so good. It's such an amazing video. Well done.
And then number two. The Alphabet Aerobics cartoon impression.
Alphabet Aerobics. So I don't think I've seen that one.
Yeah, I rap... It's a rap originally done by Blackalicious, and it goes through the alphabet. Each sent a couple lines. Every word starts with the same letter.
So
I picked a cartoon character for each letter of the alphabet.
All right, guys, we'll be right back. I'm going to watch this.
A lot of people in the chat are bringing up your makeup tutorials the voice of the characters.
I've done an Ariel one, for instance.
Well, then, and Meg, too, right?
And a Meg one.
And Meg.
I watch your stuff.
I think those are the only Disney.
I do some.
You watch my makeup tutorials?
Yeah, well, sometimes I like to look
good.
They're
very funny and good.
They're very funny and good.
They are.
Ta-da. And good.
Ba-ba.
Well, now you guys know. Spend some time. Exactly. You deserve every last trumpet. Spend some time. Go to her channel. Check it out. It'll be worth your while.
Maybe.
But we're going to dive into some news because we got a lot of good stuff today.
We do. We have so much good
stuff.
Brizzy,
you ready for this? You did your research?
What was that?
I was starting to sing that song, but then I was like, we don't have the rights to that.
I think a parody cover.
Oh, yeah.
I'm ready for this.
Yeah, sure. I'm ready.
I like
fine.
How you changed it. Da-na-na.
I made it my own.
Oh, before we even dive into the news, pardon me. I gotta give a shout out to some people in the chat room who joined us tonight. I love doing this because I feel very Aldi Waldi, number one. And we've also got E. Haynes. What's up? We've
Annie
got
Allen.
Caroline's. Oh, Annie Allen. Yeah, sure. We've got Caroline Scholte. I think.
Thanks, Sydney.
That right.
Monica Cortez.
Blue Book 3.
Alyssa Wassum.
Stacey Hasse.
Sydney Page.
Sarah Lisa Loftis.
Caroline Scholte.
And now in a second, you're gonna see everyone chime in to try
you're
to
like,
get noticed.
Please,
Sydney. Yeah, yeah.
Cece Rinaldi. She comes
Indeed.
Every week. I
Robert
like
Gordon.
Her name.
Indeed.
There's a record. All up in the house. Thank you guys all for joining
Thanks
us.
For watching us live.
You guys got to chime in so that I can give you shout outs, okay? But now, let's discuss some D news, shall we?
D news.
Actually, we can't say D news because that's Discovery
let's
news.
Let's talk about D news.
So, let's talk about D news.
So this first bit of news that we have is seems really exciting until you delve into it, and then it's not so exciting.
Yeah.
There's an article posted that said that the president of Pixar, Jim Morris, has revealed new original films in development at Pixar, which is so exciting. New original films. People have been mad for a while that Pixar has only been doing sequels. The only confirmed titled movie that we know anything about that's an original movie coming out from Pixar is Coco.
Yeah.
The one about Dia de los Muertos.
Which, I feel like there's a trend right now, right? Because Coco is like, oh, cool, a movie about Dia de los Muertos. But we just had Book of Life.
Mm.
And it's like,
they were like definitely at least in pre-development for Coco, like at the same time before Book of Life came
out. Yeah, for sure, for
sure. Just considering how long movies
I think it's interesting, too, that they're not really announcing because I feel like lately they've been under a lot of scrutiny with their movie and their releases and things don't go according to plan and schedule and things like that. So they're keeping it a little closer to the chest.
Yeah, so this article... It's just saying which directors are working on original films and doesn't say anything about the original films. For example, Pete Docter, who did Monsters, Inc. and Inside Out, is working on an original film, as is Mark Andrews,
but we don't know anything
who directed
about
Brave.
It.
We have no idea what it is.
Is it for Pixar?
They probably don't know that much. They don't want to commit to anything. Everything could change at this point.
Right. And especially with Pixar's history of changing things with...
Especially with the fact that Mark Andrews wasn't even supposed to direct Brave... It was gonna be directed by somebody else, and then he took over. So it's just like, who knows if they will end up directing it? Really,
they don't want to like flip flop on us.
They don't want to flippity floppity. I remember Sarah was particularly upset about that director change.
Yeah, because I love.
Look how serious she gets about it.
What's her name? She directed Prince of Egypt.
Oh, that movie's so good.
And she's so good. Yeah, and then
that
like,
scene when they're going through the parted Red Sea and you see the lightning strike and there's a whale inside the water.
What's her name? I feel really upset that I don't know her name.
My people,
but
That was when I was in cross country in high school.
Brenda Chapman.
We used to sing the soundtrack to that song on the way to Maids.
Oh my god!
Oh my god!
Good movie. Good movie. Times. Jeff Goldblum in that movie. Good job on that.
The voice cast in that.
Oh, it's unreal.
Ridiculous.
It is what it is. We're gonna get some sequels, which is good and bad because we have like Finding Dory, which is a good sequel to have, and then we're gonna get Cars 74, which is a bad.
And
sequel
everyone's
to
been waiting for Incredibles 2.
Oh yeah. Well, true. See, like, but I'm okay with that. Yeah.
I'm okay with Incredibles 2.
I'm not mad about it long as the quality stays high tier, right? Like I don't want them to go the route of Aladdin, Prince of Thieves or whatever, Return of Jafar. Like I mean they tried, but it's just, you know, it's not up to snuff.
Yeah. Most of them I'm down for a second one. When it gets to threequel, then it gets threequel. a little too far.
What's your favorite sequel? Pixar sequel or Disney or Disney?
Pixar's
cuz last week we were talking about Pocahontas in the New World. And that was like a pretty popular one. But what would you guys say?
What's your jam? And chat nothing, room too. Nothing hear, with Pixar. In. First of all, in
nothing. Let me make a statement.
In all of Disney, I think some of the best sequels of all Disney are the Toy Story sequels.
Yeah, I was like, can we even
not
count Toy
counting,
Story?
No.
Yeah, like they are so good.
That's like Star Wars.
I kind of felt like that was a cop out. So.
Yeah, yeah, good call. Yeah, that's right. Dude, they're all good, right? Like the Toy Story movies.
So
there's
good.
No bad Toy Story movies.
That's why, like, even though I'm mad they're doing 4, I'm like not mad because I'm like, you can't mess up Toy Story. Like you're not gonna mess up any sequel.
Don't give them a challenge.
Don't jinx it though. Don't jinx it. They're like, oh yeah? Well, what if we remove all the toys and we make it about
it's
real
just
people?
About Sid.
And they live in the prehistoric age.
It's all about like app games. Yeah. The toys of kids these days.
Woody Graham. I'm going to see in the chat room. Let's see. Monsters U, people are fans.
I do think Lion King 2 is pretty awesome.
Lion King 1.5 is really good.
He's not one of us.
I've never seen that.
Oh, my God.
Hey,
Kiara and
don't bring God into this.
In Upendi.
I really want to rewatch it now. Oh, man.
All right. I guess we know what we're doing this weekend.
Oh, my God. Kovu is so good looking.
Kovu single-handedly launched the DeviantArt original character Disney Lion fandom.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You're
picking up what I'm putting down? Like, there are some blogs, some fan fiction. Oh, just don't chew it into the microphone.
Eat it into the mic.
Because Sarah, one show, literally just chewed.
I was like
all right. Leo, you are awesome.
Oh, no.
Thank you, the Kadera 20. Kaderade?
Caderade.
People are talking about Bell.
Caderade.
People are talking about Bell's Enchanted Christmas, which isn't Pixar, obviously, but it's funny. I shot the cartoon conspiracy about Bell, and I mentioned Enchanted Christmas because it plays into the theory that Bell has Stockholm Syndrome. Because in the original Beauty and the Beast movie, the Beast starts being nice to her after the wolf attack, but then in Belle's Enchanted Christmas, he's still really, really mean to her after the wolf attack.
He changed his mind.
So it, like, makes no sense, really, because in the movie, he starts being really nice.
Because it takes place during...
It's a midquel.
A midquel.
Like 1.5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so,
like we're hoping, I use like it we're as a reference. We'll get with Obi-Wan. Like, mm-hmm. I hope we get that.
That's weird. So it gives like a contradicting plot. Weird.
Yeah. Oh, good. My favorite.
It like puts a lot of emphasis on the fact that she's a prisoner.
Great. Okay. We always love that.
I don't watch anything past like the original, so now I apparently need to get back into it.
We should have like a sequel weekend marathon.
Sequined, we'll call it.
Oh my god.
What?
Yeah.
Sequined?
Yeah, I love that. I love that so much.
All right.
We'll wear sequins.
We'll stream it. Like not the movie, but like us.
No, I'm down.
You guys down for that in the chat? Can I get a yeah yeah? And if you guys can spell yeah yeah, then I'll be more proud of you.
We spell it like this.
Uh oh, let me see.
Oh, you want popcorn?
They always ask me to give them my popcorn.
I'd like to see a better spelling if anybody has one.
I'm like, you can't have it.
Moving on to original movies. Zootopia is coming out.
Dude.
And we got some more clips. Basically, the whole movie's available.
Yeah, I was about to say, I think we've seen it all.
Now. Yeah, there's nothing. Judy Hopps is chasing the Duke of Wesselton through the streets. And his name is, he's a weasel. And his name is Wesselton. And it's a mouse city, and it turns into basically a kaiju battle. For those of you unaware, kaiju is giant monsters from Japan, and knocking over the mice homes and the little hamster wheels. And it's amazing because the city is built with like those clear colored tubes for them to go from building to building. And he's dodging. It's amazing. It's a great
little
sequence.
Like wipe out.
Yeah, but I feel like I would have wanted to be surprised by that scene because it's so inventive. Yeah. You know,
well, this is probably just like a throwaway, like one of her first like. Arrest.
Which makes you wonder what else is in this movie. If that's what they threw away, that was an amazing scene.
They're showing so much.
It's
yeah,
so
like,
cute.
What showing.
They will target much. Bags.
I mean, I am undoubtedly excited about this film.
Yeah, I get more and more excited.
But they need to stop giving it away.
Yeah.
You know?
But the other clip, it's funny, I saw like an early review of it where someone was saying how it has like a lot of political undertones. And that's kind of what I got from the first clip where
the
she's like, We're allowed to call each other bunnies, but you're not allowed to call us cute. Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah. Sorry, cute. I was like, oh, interesting.
Oh, that's real.
Yeah
I saw that. Cute. Yeah. I was thinking, though, I'm like, but you can't use the word cute for that. They could have picked something else.
Yeah.
They should have picked a different word.
Yeah.
I'm going to write a letter.
Adorbs.
Yeah, something a little more like
we can call each
condescending.
Adorbs. Yeah.
I'm writing a letter.
Adorbs.
Adorbs.
Do you hear that?
You can't use the word adorbs. Only I'm adorbs.
I forget what company is doing it, but the movie Sing.
Sing?
Yeah, it's like animal. It's like Zootopia kind of just because it's all animals.
That's what I was getting to. I'm touching you because my point is relevant.
Okay, getting there.
I was getting there earlier when I was saying that Coco is sort of a take, another take on Dia de los Muertos, like Book of Life. And then that movie, Sing, is like Zootopia.
I don't
meets,
know this movie.
Yeah, I actually watched the trailer today when I went to watch the trailer for Zootopia. That was what played. And it's really weird. It's like this koala who owns a stage is throwing a talent competition like American Idol. And he throws flyers all over the city, and all the animals see it. And they're like, I want to be a famous singer. So the movie is about animals auditioning to be, like, the next American
Who's
Idol.
It by?
I don't know. I don't even know the studio. But I was like, okay, you're just jumping on that Zootopia train.
It sounds like some DreamWorks stuff.
It does. You got to find it. Sarah.
Illumination Entertainment.
If you guys,
Illuminati. That?
But Matthew McConaughey's in it. Reese Witherspoon.
Yeah,
Seth
great
McFarlane.
Voice cast.
Taron
Universal.
Egerton.
Universal.
What's a connection there?
I love Taron Egerton.
Kingsman?
He's from Kingsman. He's in Eddie the Eagle.
Oh, that kid. Why can I never remember his name?
I love it.
I just know him as Kingsman kid. He's from Eddie the Eagle, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to see that.
But the thing is, people have been saying like, oh, Sing looks like Zootopia, except it'll be dated in 5 seconds because it has like a million current pop songs.
Well,
in it.
I feel like all of those movies follow that same formula. They're like, how many references can we make to make this movie relevant and funny? And then when you watch it in 10 years, you're going to be like, what a piece of junk. That's the nice thing about Disney. Even when they make those references, I feel like they last a little longer, right? Like they
don't
overuse
them. That's why I
don't
like the genie.
But the genie works because his references were already dated. Like he was referencing general pop culture.
Yeah, it
not
wasn't
relevant,
too
time
specific.
No, like Jack Nicholson will always be relevant. Johnny Carson.
I bet no one in the chat knows who Johnny Carson is.
Well,
just saying.
I'm sure that they have Google.
I just never loved. I never like any of those characters. I don't like Mushu and Mulan. I don't like the genie. I don't like any of the like. Comedian playing a sidekick.
Sarah, I just want to let you know it's okay to be wrong.
How many churros could Leo eat if Leo could eat enough churros?
Oh, that's like how much would someone just asked what churro amount. How's the whole chat room talking about churros?
We didn't even bring it up at all.
Alexis Barber. Okay,
you have to tell Brizzy.
Brizzy, I made a New Year's resolution in a video to eat 100 churros by the end of the year at Disneyland.
And you're currently on?
Five. There will be a binge. There will be a binge at some point.
That's going to make it so much worse.
But I'm going to make one giant, but I'm going to make one giant leap and get the mini churros because there's like 20 in there.
Oh my God. The bite size?
Yeah, but I'm only doing that one time. I'm not going to do it multiple times.
You can't do that.
One time I can. Oh, it's valid. It's one purchase.
Let me just tell you how much that would cost to have a 100
Well, my plan is...
$500.
My plan
over
is...
Over a year, though. Whatever.
My plan is... My,
you could buy another
actually, by the way, it's $400. Chill out.
It's like four.
They're $4 each. Oh, so there are $450 for 100 churros.
They're $475.
But if I do one of those mini churro packages, it'll cost me like $430. But look, the thing is, I plan on having a meetup at Disney, a churro meetup.
Okay.
Churro
meet. Such trash.
Churro meet 2016. And and everybody can bring a churro that I can take
They're
a bite
gonna
out
run
of.
Out of churros.
You know what?
They're gonna cause supply a churro shortage.
Supply and demand, Disney.
I keep telling him that he can't make a New Year's resolution and then rely on his so kind viewers to supply him with the churros.
It's just one
harsh.
Method that
I'm entertaining. Like, do not
just
supply
one,
him with churros.
No. Listen, it's just one thing that I'm playing with right now. That's all I'm saying.
All right, Leo.
Thank you, guys. Caroline Schulte gets it. Leo, pull it together. I am pulling it together by having a meetup. Okay, moving forward.
All right.
We got some news that's relevant to me.
Time for your stuff.
Yeah. This is my jam. Star Wars Episode 8 has begun production.
Yes.
That's super exciting. And so quick, too, by the way. That happened very rapidly. I'm trying to find the article here so I can...
They released a... teaser that wasn't really
yeah
a
it's not a teaser it's just like
it's
the cut
so
it's actually
great, though.
The, yeah I know it got me all emotional but the thing is it's the end the teaser is the end of episode 7 which is the beginning of episode 8 so that's really exciting and everybody's cheering and really excited they're doing it we don't know much about it yet but we do know that Laura Dern from Jurassic Park fame and Benicio del Toro from Guardians of the Galaxy are
that's what he was from
yeah he's in a lot of stuff but that's his most recent you know he's the whatever
I
the collector
really know him.
Really? He's a good actor, man. He does a lot of cool stuff. Definitely he's in Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
Never?
Oh, no. Is that him? I don't know if that's him. I can't remember.
That's not him.
Anyways, that's not him. No, it's not him. I'm sorry. What movie am I thinking of that's like that? Anyway.
Isn't he in I Drink Your Milkshake?
What?
You drink my milkshake. I drink your milkshake.
Thank you for that.
Thank you. Out there knows what I'm talking about. I drink your milkshake.
Everyone logged off the internet.
It's There Will Be Blood. We know.
Oh, no. That's...
different person.
Oh, Sarah.
Anyway.
Listen, the first movie she's ever watched that isn't a rom-com is
I haven't seen so, There Will Be Blood. And I haven't seen any Benicio del Toro movies except Guardians.
He's a good actor. He's good. Oh, he's in Sin City. That's what I was thinking.
All right.
Sin City.
Because Vegas is...
Yeah, well, you know, whatever.
No, I'm validating you right now.
Yeah, thank you. I actually really appreciate
There's
that.
There's a connection there.
Thanks for connecting those dots.
You forgot to mention Kelly Marie Tran is a newcomer to Star Wars Episode
What is she
8.
From? I was going to ask
you
that.
She's a comedian.
Yeah, she's a newcomer.
She's
newcomer,
a comedian.
Fresh meat.
She's Vietnamese, and apparently she could play a lead role, so I'm excited. More female roles.
Yeah, you're really excited
about
that.
I hope she's
not
all CGI.
Saying.
Yeah, I hope she's not Lupita'd.
Yeah. Let's not do that again, Star Wars, huh? Thanks. I'm super stoked. I hope you guys are excited about it. Are you guys stoked? Oh, he's in Skyfall. He is? No, he's not. That's not him. That's the guy. The guy in Skyfall is the guy from Old Country for Old Men. It's not Benicio del Toro. I just can't remember his name right now. But
I know because
I saw you doing this. I thought you were showing me something.
No, I was laughing at him. Being like,
but yeah, you guys
there.
Excited about episode 8? I know I am. I can't wait. My Pope costume will be ready next month.
Oh yeah,
oh
some
my
serious
God.
I just 3D printed my flare. The
Dinglehopper.
Yeah, my Dinglehopper.
No, nothing.
Oh, you got a Kung Fu Panda 3 costume? Is that what you're talking
yeah,
about?
Yeah, I'm gonna do that.
Your Pope.
This guy's got the jokes
Kung
tonight.
Yeah.
He's got the jokes.
Bottom.
That was a pathetic. Okay, moving forward in the news, we've got some more footage of a very highly anticipated film, you guys.
Screenshot this. What's the news, Leo?
The news is that we have more footage of the fan favorite,
God,
Alice.
I can't believe we have more Alice footage.
More Alice footage. And so let me tell you my thoughts on this. It's a whole new trailer with a completely different tone, completely different scenes.
Yeah.
And my theory is people just were not getting stoked. And they were like, what if we make it darker and more alluring? And if you watch this trailer, it's much more action-y paced but much grimmer. And I like this trailer I'm not hyped for this movie at all. I feel like no connection to the original. I don't even think the first one should have been made. Not the animated one. I mean, the last one with Johnny. I was like, what is this? This is such a strange film. It doesn't really know what it is and when it takes place. And is it introducing us? Is it revisiting? I don't know. And this movie, the second one, is just like, we just want to give you more of the same, fans, because we're out of ideas, you know? But I do like Sacha Baron Cohen. I like him as a character actor. And
he feels very random, though.
He does, but
he's
that's
the most, like,
what
not
like.
From the story, you
but
know?
That's what I like, because he's the kind of guy you should cast in an Alice in Wonderland movie.
Wondermelon?
Yeah, Wondermelon movie.
Wondermelon.
You guys don't know about Alice in Wondermelon? Oh, man. What did you guys read when you grew up? More like Nancy Drew? Come on, it's all about Alice in Wondermelon.
I read Roald Dahl.
I'm not mad at this trailer. I like it.
I like the trailer. I do like the trailer.
I will watch it. I will not go super far out of my way.
No, I'll watch it like week three or four.
What's with the weird?
But I'm down.
The weird Hatter. He gets like dark Hatter.
He does.
He's like, duh.
For like a second.
He's so like.
Well,
concerned.
I think this one is like the Hatter loses his mad.
Look right here. Watch.
Let me see.
No one else can see. It's very boring for everybody.
I'll imitate it.
Wait. Yeah, Brizzy's gonna do it.
Can
on
you do
camera.
Your voice?
Leo,
just the face, not the
look.
Where is he?
Come on.
She's turning around.
Oh, my goodness.
So you failed me.
Did I miss
There's
it?
More titles.
You failed me. You failed us all.
I missed it.
Just guys in the chat, are you guys stoked for this movie or what? Like, let me hear some. Wondermelon is
I
the
love
best
the
bro.
Puppy.
Can you guys please, like, make me a Photoshop of me? Like here. Take a screen cap of this.
There he is.
There he is. Look. Oh, yeah.
There he is.
And he looks so
and
different.
Photoshop Wondermelon. Oh, yeah.
He's,
yeah.
He's well, gone through some stuff.
So that's actually, it's a crossover. So what this movie
his
is
eyelashes
actually,
are gone. You see that? His white eyelashes are missing.
Yeah. No, this is a crossover. So in this one, the Hatter becomes the, what's the movie where he's a shaver, a barber?
Sweeney Todd.
That's Sweeney Todd.
With all these actors, the same actors.
Yeah, it's really Sweeney Todd too. Yeah. Return to Wondermelon.
Wondermelon. Oh my god, I love Alice in Wondermelon.
Someone put Wondermelon as bro.
Leo and Wondermelon.
Hashtag Leo and Wondermelon.
So excited for
Can Wonder you guys Melon. Please just find a picture of me on Instagram that you can fit and make the cover of Leo and Wondermelon?
It's
me?
Like him like running and there's
it's
a melon.
Me, yeah, with a
in
melon in myth, giant. It's like Mario, but like it's the hills that are watermelons. And I'm riding on a watermelon Yoshi. Yeah, I think we buried that movie. but yeah, let me see. Are people stoked?
No,
stoked.
Nobody even cares about this movie. They just want to go to Wondermelon. That's all they want.
Andy says stoked would not be the word for Alice. Curious.
Wondermelon, Leo.
Yes, this is live.
Have you guys
Alexander.
Seen this? They started a hashtag. Hashtag TGIDMNT. Thank God it's Disney movie news time. That's a hashtag.
Aww,
that's
hashtag,
a hashtag
Wondermelon.
Yeah, thank you guys for that. Ta-da! Yeah, Dale, thanks for being a part of that movement. I believe... who else was in that? Alex, I believe her name is. She was Alexis, maybe. I just want to give a shout out to you guys because, yeah, Alexis A. Very cool. You were part of that movement. Monica Cortez, happy birthday, by the way. She tweeted us that she was excited to watch this. It's her 21st birthday, and she was
She's
excited
watching
about
Disney
watching
movie
Disney
news.
Movie News. Aww. How cool is that? Thank you. Happy birthday to you. Aww. Thanks for being part of the team, part of the squad.
Very merry unbirthday to everyone else.
Brizzy, what's your favorite Disney movie?
Alice is one of them. I can never pick
which
one.
Which one? Wonderland 51. Or Wondermelon?
Wondermelon. Wondermelon is my favorite
thank God
Disney
it's,
movie.
Thank God it's Disney movie Wondermelon time. God dang it.
All no, right. I'm always circulating between Emperor's New Groove.
That is
and,
your jam. I forgot. That's your jam.
And Hercules.
Oh, yeah.
You got any Emperor's New Groove voices?
Impressions.
No.
That's right.
Put that one on your resume. Squirrel from Emperor's New
Here's
Groove.
My Bucky.
I'll take a box.
And then I'll mail that box to myself and smash it with a hammer.
Or to save our postage, I'll just poison it with this.
Oh, spin it up.
You guys want some Wondermelons? all right. I saw you last week at Disney and I didn't say hello. That was your mistake. You should always say hello because we want to meet you. We want to meet you.
Regrets.
Moving forward, guys. Sequels. We're not super stoked on it. But how do you feel about reboots? because Disney is rebooting the Adventures in Babysitting movie and making it a DCOM. First question.
Not a DCOM.
Yeah, it's a DCOM.
It's a show, I thought.
No, it's a, oh, it's a movie.
My bad.
It's a DCOM. It's a movie. Sarah, did I just out-DCOM you?
Oh, man.
You know why, though? You know why, though? Because I have seen the original Adventures in Babysitting.
I, like, my sisters are obsessed with it, but I didn't watch it.
We need to watch it. It's one of those coming of age tales.
My sisters love it.
Yeah. Well, there's a.
Do we need to come of age?
The little girl is like obsessed with Thor, and like, which is crazy because nobody's obsessed.
Is this
Thor.
Little girl Tiff?
No, because this is before any of the Chris Hemsworth Thor movies, obviously. And
I think Tiff was obsessed with Thor before Chris Hemsworth.
Was she? I don't know.
She literally has Thor's hammer tattooed on her.
Yeah, but I don't know when.
I don't
she
think
got
that's because of Chris Hemme.
About C. Hemme?
Our friend Claire actually Chris Hemsworth?
C. Hemme? Yeah, and then she meets a mechanic who just, like, has long blonde hair and a giant hammer, and she, like...
this is literally a real premise?
Yeah, that's part of this. It's not the premise of the movie. It's a scene in the movie, and it's an amazing...
It's all about that.
The way that guy comes out in that scene is, like... It's movie history. It's a really good movie. But yes, they're rebooting it. They're making it more modern age. You know, cell phones
got
swapped.
They're rebooting it with, what's her name who plays Evie in Descendants?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't notice that.
Sophia Carson.
Yes.
I gotta be real. Like, I think this is a cool idea. I think it's a really good idea. I think it's cool to reboot that particular franchise. And looking at the trailer, I was like, yeah, if I was a kid, I'd be really into this.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Same thing. It's like, and then not for me, but like,
so the original
kids
movie,
will probably like it.
Right, exactly. That's what I thought too. In the original movie, it's just like a bunch of happenstance, circumstance, like things that happen to them, and it's crazy and wacky, and you can never predict. And this trailer focused on that to let you know it's the same thing. Like, like one thing leads to another thing, leads to another thing, and before you know it, and then they're just naming off, in the trailer, they're naming off all the wacky scenarios. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that's cool. That's really faithful. But they're not repeating any of the jokes, which I thought was also kind of neat. So,
we would have noticed if they had.
Well, there might be some cool throwbacks. We never know. But I like movies. I like old movies, and that's one of the ones that I like. So that happened. and then, let's see what else we got here.
And Sabrina Carpenter.
Sabrina Carpenter.
She's from Boy Meets Girl, right?
Oh.
Am I wrong?
Oh, is that what she's from?
Girl Meets World.
Do you guys watch that? Does anybody watch that show? Are you guys into that?
I see her on Disneyland Celebs
a
lot.
I'm like looking here.
Yeah, Girl Meets World.
Yeah.
Elizabeth Shue.
When it's Girl Meets World.
So do you guys watch the show then?
What? No, I love Boy Meets World. Boy Meets World is my jammy jam.
Is it?
Running down this road and we collide. Cause all we're doing, gonna know what I'm found.
Send to the camera, not to me.
Stand by me. When it's Boy Meets World.
The host has wandered off the subject. Please return at once.
Welcome back.
Boy Meets World is on subject because we're talking about Adventures by Babysitting on Disney Channel, and Girl Meets World is on Disney Channel. Sabrina Carpenter is in both. Excuse you.
And that's how we know Kevin Bacon. So, getting back to the news. Guys.
Yes.
More Zootopia news.
Oh, my God.
There is a preview at Disneyland running right now.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Where you can get a different, more scenes from Zootopia.
More.
I wonder if someone...
In that theater?
Yeah, in the Bugs Life theater, which they're using for previews, you know. Yeah. I wonder if you took all of the individual clips from every trailer, every scene, everything that's been released, how long, you know, back to back, how much of the movie would you have?
Yeah.
I'm going to guess...
I feel like we got like 15%.
That's a lot of percent.
Yeah.
That's like a significant chunk of percent.
10%.
It's because, I mean, none of 15. The trailers that they've released have been rapid fire. They've been like a little bit of snippets and then a long scene.
Even if you take the DMV scene alone, you've got like 5 to 7 minutes of the movie. Right? And then you take all those snippets, and then you take the other extended scenes. Like, you literally probably have about 20 minutes of the movie.
I'm going to be really bored when it gets to the DMV scene.
I'm going to be so...
I'm like, I've seen this 12 times.
But it is
speaking,
the best.
Speaking from the heart.
Like, it's really great, but...
And you know what's going to be worse? When you're watching that scene, and, like, the four people that haven't seen it still, like, buzzed up laughing, and then you're almost
angry. You're like, where
angry.
Have you been?
Yeah, you're like, ugh! Don't you ever use the internet? How dare you not be up to modern standards?
You don't even have to go down the internet. Just watch any other movie that plays this trailer.
Open your eyes. Live a life.
But as we said before, we still don't know what the actual premise is. Yeah. All we know is there's like...
Buddy doing things. Yeah, she's trying to prove herself.
Something's
cool,
happening. The animals
so
are going rabid. They're becoming wild animal again. They're starting to attack. Yeah. And she's
something
on the case.
Something really big happens, and she's the only one who can solve it because she's a bunny.
But she needs Nick Wilde's help because he has underworld connections, and he somehow knows how to get into the thing. And then he has a change of heart at the end and realizes
he
should be a criminal.
He's the Han Solo. No.
Scoundrel with a heart of gold. But, you know, it is what it is. I still want to see it, but that scene comes up, and that's when I go to the bathroom.
Yeah. Right? There's a bright side, you know?
Mm. Watch it be in the first 5 minutes. You're like,
Have you ever had that where you go see a movie, and then you're like, oh, no, I have to go to the bathroom so bad.
Yeah.
Happened to me
just
twice
saw Deadpool,
this week,
and we saw
I was
two
like,
movies. Yeah,
exactly.
All
I can think
Deadpool?
About is,
did you like Deadpool?
I loved it.
Dude,
yeah.
It was great,
but that
right?
was at the end, I was like, all I can think about right now is how much I have to do.
Yeah. I wonder how many of you guys out there saw Deadpool?
Probably
really,
none of them.
Yeah.
Hopefully none of them.
It was so good. Oh, Stephen liked it too. Oh, yeah. Stephen, so the angel's voice that you hear, we saw him right after he saw the movie, and he was like, have you seen it? And I was like, no, don't talk about it. And he was like dangling it in front of me.
Yeah, I couldn't even talk to Leo and Sarah because
that's all you wanted to talk about. You were so hyped on that.
No other thoughts about. In your brain.
There's no small talk, just Deadpool.
Cortez, that Kristen Bell plays a sloth in the film, which makes sense because she loves sloth.
Yeah.
Does she really?
Oh my god.
Oh,
you haven't seen the video?
Bro,
where am I?
Everyone in the chat right now, I'm sure, is going to be Leo, you don't know.
There's a famous Ellen DeGeneres. Yeah, she came on Ellen.
Oh, I have seen that.
And they brought a sloth to her house, and she, like, flipped out crying hysterically.
I have seen that.
Tonight, she took over the Disney Instagram account, and she was at the premiere of Zootopia, which happened tonight, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was so last minute. I wish we could show they released the, they had the furry characters on the red carpet.
Really?
Like in Judy.
How do they look?
They look great.
They look great?
They're on the Thingamablogs Instagram account if you want to see it.
Oh, yeah. Go to at
Thingamablogs.
With a V.
How did the sizes compare? If they had Judy. Judy's the rabbit, right?
Well, Judy's like slightly smaller, but they're not like accurate.
Yeah. So is it
they're like,
it's like Pluto and Mickey heights.
Mm-hmm. They need like a toddler to dress as Judy.
Dude, I'm excited to see that. Yeah.
They so Kristen Bell took over the Instagram account. She was like, I'm so excited for the sloths. In the movie, sloth levels activate.
I'm sure they'll be great to watch.
Okay.
I see what you're doing.
Yeah, right.
In the movie. Cool. Get it? Just kidding. All right.
We've seen that scene 12 times. It's no longer funny.
Only 12 times?
I, like, almost memorized the license plate that she, like, was like, D63? I haven't memorized it.
Just another 12 times and you'll have it. Moving forward, this one is not related to Disney Move. To Disney Move?
To Disney Move.
Because it makes me move, but it's not a Disney movie. The Mad Tea Party, unfortunately, will be coming to an end.
Again.
At Disneyland, California.
Do you remember when this happened, like, 6 months ago?
Yeah. Remember when I went to the last showing without you because you just didn't want to hang out with me?
I was busy. I don't remember what I was doing.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
This time I will also be busy.
And I will be going alone again. So
I'll go.
Really?
Yeah. Right, cool. I've never properly been. I've just, like, walked through while it's going on.
You've never been to Menti?
Not really, no.
Briz.
Briz is our jam.
¿Qué pasó, chica?
No sé, no sé.
If you're going to go, the night to go is the last day.
Yeah,
because
it's
going to be...
It's crazy.
March 30th.
Wait, the 30th? I can't go.
Why?
It's WonderCon.
Is it really 30th? I have 31st in my brain.
No, that's WonderCon.
Let's check the news, guys.
Curses!
Is that a
this is wrong. This is the wrong link.
All right, find that, Sarah.
We have the link right here.
March
30th.
Dang.
That's a Sunday?
Yeah.
That's a bummer. Mm. Well,
that's Cora Day, isn't it?
That's Cora Day. Yeah, it's Cora Day. Are you rocking it?
Yep. We're doing a Legend of Cora cosplay together.
Yeah. I'm bringing back my Bolin on that day. And
Ginger.
The Ginge. And then I'm going to carry her, and we're going to take movie poster photos.
What do you think they're replacing Mad Tea with?
Sad Tea.
Wow.
AKA Frozen.
What if they replace it with Alice and Watermelon Tea?
Oh, my God. They're like, Wondermelon.
It's weird timing, though, right? With, like, the new Alice movie.
Very strange.
Why wouldn't they keep it going? Everyone's like, because I hope they bring back... electronica, and I'm like, they're not bringing back electronica. Tron is irrelevant right now.
Yeah,
no one's
as a matter of fact,
Tron.
they're not even making a new Tron movie because Tomorrowland bombed so hard, so definitely not getting a Tron.
Maybe it'll be a Zootopia party.
Maybe. Or maybe they're fully going to do the whole backlot area into Monstropolis, which they've talked about for a while.
Which is weird.
And it would be like an MU frat party. That'd be fun.
That'd be kind of cool.
That would actually be pretty
That'd be pretty cool. As long as it had that same vibe and energy.
I would love it if it was like, what's the frat called in MU?
MU.
I forget. No, it's not called MU. MU is the school.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. We're okay. Okay. We're okay. Well, regardless of what they do put in there, one thing is safe to say about the Alice and Mad Tea show that goes on. They're out of time.
Oh.
Too
Dang.
Soon? Too soon or what? Yeah, hate me. I'm the villain. I'm the villain today. No more parties of Mad Tea, unfortunately.
Someone brought up, it's not Disney Movie News, but we're on the topic of Disneyland. They're bringing the Food and Wine Festival to DCA.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
The what now?
The Food and Wine Festival.
Explain for the kids at home who aren't aware.
This used to be at DCA, but it's also very, the biggest thing at Epcot in Disney World is the Epcot Food and Wine Festival, where it's just like different foods and wines from all over the
world. Across the world.
Yeah, and you can try them all. The wild.
And I've been there for the Food and Wine Festival. It's really cool. I was coincidentally
in Epcot. In Florida, you walk through the different places to experience this?
Yeah.
So how would they do that in DCA?
It's a lot less showboaty.
Yeah.
Would be like little tables?
I think it's like by the wine country.
Basically.
Tutorial.
It would be like you just order
it's
things.
It's just like
you can't
I want
travel.
To explore the wines of the world. Cool. Here they're all
like,
right.
Like you're
here.
Not going to be in the place.
Yeah, I feel
know?
Like the exactly. Like the essence of it is that you get to feel like you're in that country and you can walk and get to that destination and it becomes kind of like
maybe
you know,
it would be like
a
California wine and food.
Yeah, maybe each section of the park.
Boring.
Yeah, I know, right? Well, maybe each section
a
of the park.
Very large and diverse state. Brisbane.
Great.
Well, you know, maybe like the Hollywood area will have a place to get a drink with the Trattoria, then the boardwalk, and then the little
and then
pavilion.
The Grizzly.
The Grizzly. And then
Buena Vista.
You have to get one in the Little Mermaid ride. Like you have to. Ursula's just like, poor unfortunate wine.
Poor unfortunate souls. Oh my God.
Chardonnay. Oh, that's way. It's champagne. Obviously, I'm not a wine connoisseur by any means. But that's it, guys. That's our movie news this week.
Emma Watson is supposed to be an amazing Belle. I mean, wasn't that a given? Come on.
Someone said
you
that.
Drew her,
does
didn't
anyone
you?
Have
Did
any
you just
doubts?
Draw her?
I drew her 7 years ago. That was
one
of those
that was
one of those flashback posts.
Wow. Man, I have, you know what's funny is I have like a backlog of like old drawings that I mean to post and I just keep forgetting to do it. But it's like pictures of my Etnies shoes and I drew and like little Spider-Man figurines and stuff.
I need to draw. I want to draw her as Belle. When we get the first like official really solid photo of her as Belle, I'll probably
draw did you go to D23?
Oh, you didn't see her at D23 in the dress.
What?
Dude, they're at like at the animation panel, they played like a sizzle reel in front of it, and there's like one shot of her in the dress.
Oh.
It's like,
and it's
just like,
it's enough to make you could hear
I was
it
like,
audibly.
Whoa.
Everybody in the room went, and they were like, "What is that? They just snuck that in there."
But I was
I
looking.
See manips everywhere, and every time I have to be like, "Is this real?"
Oh,
no.
Oh,
no.
Manipulation. I was like, manips.
Manipulation.
Yeah,
manips.
Edited, photoshopped photos.
I just realized I don't think I've ever heard anyone
out loud.
Say it. I was just like, "Oh,
I probably
manips."
Haven't
photo manipulations. Manips.
People are begging you for an aerial impression.
Oh, baby.
Why? Because I'm wearing this.
Uh-huh. Wait,
no,
wait,
no,
wait.
She's hard because she's just like. Oh, girl.
Do it.
Daddy, I love
Grim.
Him.
But Daddy, I
love
him.
I know she's out
him.
There somewhere.
I don't know.
Do it. Do it.
No, I can't.
You just did it.
No, you could just go like this. You could just be like.
Look at that. You hear that? The people are sad.
I just don't see things the way he does.
Do you?
I don't
what's
see
your
how a world full of such wonderful things can be bad.
How are you vocalizing underwater, Ariel? Who's your favorite voice to do? Let's get down to
probably
talk.
Harley Quinn.
Do
Harley
it.
Quinn, oh Mr. J. I don't know, you know, something like that. And Jigglypuff.
Jigglypuff.
That was so good.
My favorite that you do is very unconventional, but your Raichu is my absolute favorite.
Oh my God, Raichu,
favorite.
So good.
Hi. Hi.
Yeah, so good.
Leave the studio. You can't top it.
A little weird.
Ariel, so whatever. Pocahontas, pretty good.
Pocahontas
right?
Is
your,
really
your
good.
Pocahontas is on. Your Poco's on point. Poco point. Can we get some?
I don't know. No, I don't know. What? Give me one.
Need to be steady like the river, but it's not steady at all.
But it's not steady at all.
So good.
All right, next episode, all we're going to do is have Brizzy do voices the entire time.
If you could give me lines, sure.
All right, Goofy.
You have a strange name too, John Smith.
All right, can we take three requests?
Oh my god, we already did, but yeah.
No, those were personal. Okay. I meant from the.
Okay, I saw Meg. I feel
okay,
like
okay, do Meg.
Let's see.
Be a crowd pleaser.
I thought you said crab. I was like, what crab?
Be a crab pleaser and Wonder Melon. God.
Thanks for everything, Herc. It's been a real slice.
Oh my god. It's so good.
It's really stressful to do them on the spot, you guys.
No. Well, it doesn't show.
All my videos, I listen to them immediately before I do it. So it's
there are 78 people watching. You just gained 78 new subscribers. Because they're all going to run over there and watch them. Sing us goodbye.
Tiana,
do you have a Tiana?
I don't have time for dancing. That's just going to have to wait a while. Ain't got time for messing around. And it's not my style.
Now do Oprah.
Please!
Well, because Oprah plays the mom. She's the voice of the mom in that movie.
Okay.
Yeah, you didn't know that?
I've never attempted an Oprah impression.
Oprah is the voice of Tiana's mom in that movie, you guys.
I'm joking.
And
Alice!
I was gonna say, that's the last request.
Oh my god, I love
I want to do Alice in Wonderland. Go.
If I had a world of my own, everything would be nonsense. Nothing would be what it is. Because everything would be what it isn't. And contrary-wise, everything it what it is, it wouldn't be. And what it wouldn't be, it would. You see? Meow. Oh, but it would.
I love Alice's voice because she can't.
I just died.
Her vowels are so, like, short.
Know, yeah.
She's like, Kits and rabbits. Like,
cats and rabbits.
Like she became from, like, New Jersey.
Rabbits. It would reside in fancy little houses.
I honestly thought there was a sound clip playing right now. I was like, what are you guys singing? Dude, this chat is in all caps right now. You just.
And then since I can do Alice, then Wendy's the same. So it's just Pita,
it
Pita. It's the exact same
She's
voice
just a little
actress.
Bit more excited.
Yeah. Yes, girls talk too much.
Oh my gosh. There's a video. I just put up a video today that my top 10 Disney disses, and that one's there. It's Peter Pan going, girls talk too much.
Yes. Girls talk too
much. What's your favorite Disney shade toss? Because Emperor's New Groove isn't it, when he's just like, and I, you know, he's like,
yikes,
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 yikes. And I think you have a
great personality.
Yeah.
That's probably up there.
That's a good one. Someone mentioned one that I'm so mad I didn't include. The Merryweather. So good.
It's it doesn't look very good. Well, that's because it's on you, dear.
And I'm like, oh, snap, that's a good one. I didn't even think of that one. And a lot of people mentioned the mermaids wanting to drown Wendy.
Oh, yeah.
We're just going
to trying to drown her.
That's a good, that's such a solid one.
God, Leo.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Random Disney impression, go.
Oh, man, I can't do that.
Oh.
You can't ask me to do an impression with Brizzy in the same room.
That's fine.
It's like literally.
Oh, wow.
That's like being in a room with Olympic gymnasts and say, do a cartwheel.
Amazing.
Disney impression. Everyone on Alderaan right now.
Shh.
Too dark.
Too dark. We went there. I don't know. I'm too flustered by that, Alice. It was too good.
Oh, thank you, Robert Gordon.
They're playing us out.
We're playing out. Thank you guys for hanging out with us on Disney Movie News. You can follow me at Wondermelon on Twitter. at Leo Zombie also. At Mr. Leo Zombie and everything else. And make sure you follow The Popcorn Talk at The Popcorn Talk on Twitter and Popcorn Talk Network on YouTube. And where can they follow you lovely ladies?
You can find me on Twitter at Sarah Snitch, on YouTube at I'm Sarah Snitch, and Thingamablogs with Leo.
Yeah, you can find me twitter.com/BrizzyVoices or youtube.com/BrizzyVoices. And I really want someone to make that at Wondermelon Twitter right now. Tweet me. I will follow you.
It's basically a watermelon with eyebrows.
The first person to tweet me from at Wondermelon.
What do they get?
I will follow them.
Cool. We're going to start the Twitter account.
Thank you guys so much for hanging out. I hope you enjoyed. Hope to see you guys next week. And shout out to you go. Sydney Page, Punzi Frosty, Supernaldi, E. Haynes, Sydney Page again. She's all over the chat. James Chats. What's up?
Monica Cortez.
Data Glitch. Thank you guys.
Bye.
We love you.
Bye.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, Christian Harloff, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of its owners or principals.